Jigsaw puzzles for adults are becoming more popular in America. The puzzles have pieces of different shapes that, when put together, form a picture. People attend puzzle nights at coffee shops and libraries. Manufacturers design puzzles that have original artwork or even family photos. A.J. Jacobs is working on a book about puzzles, including jigsaws and crosswords. I was not as passionate about jigsaw puzzles at first, but once I started doing them, I saw the loveliness of these puzzles, he said. Jacobs added, puzzles are a very soothing and joyous way to spend a couple of hours. Jigsaw fans say the puzzles help ease daily stress. In addition, the puzzles give them a chance to step away from electronic devices. Abby Mattson, age 37, found puzzles helpful after the death of her dog 3 years ago. The puzzle was the only thing I could do to keep from crying, she said. Mattson and her friend Abby McDaniel started a puzzle group that now has 6 members. Members send photos of a completed puzzle before mailing it to the next person. It brings out an inner competition, McDaniel said. Many puzzlers, a name for people who like playing puzzles, prefer cardboard puzzles. But some like wooden ones. Some fans buy special frames, glue, and other tools to preserve finished jigsaw puzzles. Stave Puzzles, a company based in the state of Vermont, makes many kinds of wooden puzzles. Speaking with the Associated Press, company founder Steve Richardson described an increase in sales in recent years. Our sales are up 25% in the last decade, he said. Richardson added, we are now seeing orders from the children and grandchildren of some of our original customers. Shelby Comstock Britton attended the launch of Jiggy Puzzles, a New York-based puzzle company. Britton, who is 29 years old, said a puzzle night with drinks sounded perfect. She said she liked the idea of puzzles that are made for adults. I've always loved puzzles and will occasionally get a CVS puzzle, but it's kind of a bummer because it's made for an 8-year-old, she said. I can't Instagram that. I'm John Russell.